Now, if you recall, my colleague Ashman Martin, the host of OFM Nights, and the OFM pop-up team were at Gariep Dam on Monday for Reconciliation Day celebrations. And he got to speak to Koketso Makume, MEC for Finance, Economic Development and Tourism in the Free State. And of course, they talked all things tourism.
I'm here, of course, at the Gariep Dam, and I'm speaking to the MEC, Koketso Makume. Of course, he is the MEC of the Economic Development and Tourism for the Free State. Now, MEC, thank you so much for taking time to join us here today. I want to find out from you, first of all, what's the reason for unlocking these hidden gems in the Free State, and what do you hope to achieve with today?
One of the reasons is that we really need to grow our economy. Tourism play a very critical role to do that. Tourism creates jobs that you will never even imagine. I was telling people that I'm not sure how many of you know that even these guys who are working at the garages, petrol attendants, they come in as tour guides. What they do, many people who get into a garage, you always ask, where is this place? So the first thing that we are going to do is to train them now to understand the importance of hospitality. And it's something that we have done. We've already trained some petrol attendants here in the Free State, just to focus on the hospitality. When people come inside the Free State, because we are at the center of the country, definitely people are going to stop. And as and when they make those stops, they must have the interest of getting inside. So we're going to train these petrol attendants to do that. So it's one part of job creation. But also, when there are big events, I got the story from, you know, ordinary people who will say, I was buying a meat, providing pub, and this is how much I have done today. So it means on that day, people are able to at least put a bread on the table. So that is why it's so different. So what do we plan to achieve is to ensure that we sustain tourism so that it can then grow economy, and that economy must be inclusive. It's one of the administration purpose. It's one of the administration intention of the seven administrations. So really, that's what we are aiming at.
I want to find out also from you, what's your hope and dreams for tourism going forward into 2025?
I just hope that we must begin to double the numbers. The numbers that are coming, they are okay, but we really need to double them, particularly because we've got these hidden gems in the Free State. In the area of Clarence there, we've got what we call the Cathedral Cave. It's one beautiful cave. And when people got there, they started to understand why are we really promoting this. But also around Clarence and the areas of Malutiapofu, there are so spectacular views that you will think that you are on the other parts of the world, not in the Free State, but we do have them in the Free State. Here in Gariep, this dam is one of those. But there are also other area which is called Tesinde Refir, between the two rivers. This is where Caledon Refir is meeting with the river of Mokari. They come together, but as and when they come together, the colors of the rivers, they don't come together. Mukari remains with its own color, which is yellowish, and the other one remains with its color, which is blue. You just need to go there. At the center of that particular area, you'll be blown up. You get into Bloemfontein. Bloemfontein has a very rich of what we call the historical tourism.
Indeed.
This is where political organizations were formed. But so many people with different talents are coming from that area. So you go to Sasolburg or Metsimaholo. There's a dam there. And I always tell people that this dam, one day, it has to become one of the greatest tourist attraction. It has to become our own dam, which will, because it has its own history.
Yeah.
We are told that in the olden days, when there were no ports, all the flights used to station there in that dam. So it has a very beautiful, there's an area called an island inside that river, I mean inside that dam. It's a very beautiful. So there's so many things that we are beginning to discover and just exposing them. In Villiers, we went and visited Mandela's cell. We never knew that there was Mandela's cell right in the Free State.
Really?
Where Mandela was arrested, he came there to speak for one person. But then at that time, he was banned. Then one person in the court realized that, no man, this guy is this one who has been banned. He's not supposed to be.
He's not supposed to be.
Then he was arrested. He stayed for a night there. That cell now, we're discussing with the National Museum Center to make it a national heritage site. We're also talking to Mandela Foundation to ensure that it also become one of Mandela attractions. also meeting the standards of many Mandela attractions in the country.
What do you hope people will take away from an event like this today?
Okay, today it's a reconciliation day. You know, our people have been so distressed by so many things, unemployed being one of them. And that is why we are trying to push free events. The department tried to convince me that let's allow people to pay just to control numbers. I said, but there are those who are not going to be able to pay. So the first thing is that they must take the peacefulness of their area home. That's the first thing. But the second thing, they must use these kinds of events to network. Because we are not calling only themselves as communities. We are also calling organizations that have an importance. As department, we are also here. They must now start to say, okay, we've got these ideas. We think we want to do ABCD. Where can we get the support? So we use these kinds of events to do that. But they must also have fun. Tourism is about work and fun.
Yes.
So they must also have fun. So this is why we are doing it. But in this time, the context is within the issue of reconciliation. They must reconcile amongst themselves as communities, because you know, having a community that is having many challenges, you end up having had many issues that divide you. So this kind of event and other events that are taking place today, they must allow them to reconcile between themselves and the leadership, between themselves and business people, financial sectors in those areas, and start to focus on what needs to be done moving forward.
Thank you so much, ABC, for taking time to chat us today here.
And thank you to the listeners of OFM.
Now, that message is thanks to the Department of Finance, Economic Development and Tourism in the Free State. And you heard from the head of that department, Emisike Tsumakume. He was in conversation with my colleague, Ashman Martin from OFM Nights. He and the OFM pop-up team were at Gariep Dam on Reconciliation Day for an event that was held by that particular department.